So someone asked me the other day whether that was it for the Sun and Fun dailies. And I said, yeah, there weren't very many this year. But I was wrong.
You were wrong.
Here's one more. What? All right.
I was going to come up with some still struggling to... whatever.
You know. Yeah, I get it.
Frank is a Francisco Franco joke.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Anyways, but we decided we'll do one more here. It's, what day is today? It's Friday.
Friday, the 19th of April.
So it's like 5 days after Sun and Fun ended, and we are both, I certainly, you as well, obviously, back home in Hidden River. And I've been just kind of relaxing. We've done a few errands around your house, and we had a really nice dinner,
it's been a relaxing few days.
Yeah.
And I needed it after the round trip to Maine and for the eclipse and Sun and Fun itself.
Yeah.
It's been good to decompress.
Yeah. And then, so I get on the, I'm taking Amtrak home. I came down by Jeb Air, and so I needed an Air Jeb, and I needed a alternate way to get home, because I don't have my car with me, and rather not take the airlines, and so I decided I'm going to give Amtrak a try. So I'm about to spend the next 50 hours in the loving embrace of Amtrak in various forms. This is like, I'm missing a boat. I don't think I get a boat on this trip, but I get cars and buses and trains. I don't get airplanes. I don't get boats, but it's going to be an interesting trip home, and I'll report back.
You've got a layover in New York. You should square the circle, so to speak, and go get a seaplane ride out of the New York Harbor.
Ah, okay. Well, that counts for boat and airplane.
See what I'm saying?
Okay, that's an interesting idea. Okay. Anyways, it's been a great week. We saw a lot of airplane stuff at Sun and Fun. Mm-hmm. Anything kind of sticks out 5 days later in your mind?
Not really. I think I mentioned the Junkers A50 duo. They've got a single and a two-seat version. I think they're both tail draggers, and they were on display. And I'm always happy to see an older design rejuvenated and brought back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything more about the two airplanes. They seem to be powered by different engines. One's a radio, one's apparently an inline. I'm not an inline, but flat four or flat six conventional aircraft engine. I don't know anything more about them than that. They just look kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The Thunderbirds were great, of course. Very crowded show, very busy show. I don't know what the final attendance
was. Yeah, I haven't heard the numbers either, but I agree, it was crowded.
Yeah, from that standpoint, it had to have been a success for the organization. A couple of quick shout-outs. One to the AviationOilOutlet.com folks. I stopped by their booth and talked to them a bit about pricing and shipping and all that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm always on the quest for cheap oil and cheap filters and whatnot. So that's one of the things that keeps the airplane running.
You are becoming the world's leading expert on aviation oil systems, I think.
Not so much the systems, but just where and how to acquire aviation oil.
Which apparently is no mean feat.
You can't go down, used to be able to go down to Walmart or Sam's Club.
Yeah.
And either through special order or sometimes they would just stock it, you could get AeroShell oil.
Okay, yep.
But that, I think that's gone by the wayside. It certainly with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Do you use real petroleum oil in your airplane, or do you use some of this magic synthetic?
I use mineral oil.
Okay.
Not to toot their horn or anything, but Phillips 66 XC and a 20W50 weight. It's good for breaking in, and you know, I figure, hey, if it's good for breaking in, it's good for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
When do you change from break-in oil to regular oil? But it's been fine for all of my airplanes, or all my engines anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never had an oil-related problem with my engines.
It's not the same thing, but a couple of years ago, the people who do the oil changes on my car convinced me that I should change over to using this synthetic magic oil. And one of the byproducts of it is that I get a lot more miles between oil changes, and at least according to their recommendation. And I don't know. I was curious whether or not you use anything like that.
No, absolutely. I AeroShell, and there's, well, I won't say this. I don't know everything there is to know about AeroShell's product. I don't know everything there is to know about Philips' product.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what I've been using, and I'm satisfied with it.
Okay.
So there's all that. But anyway, AviationOilOutlet.com had a booth, and I stopped by and talked to them. And see, now I'm really not. I don't want to schlep a bunch of oil to my car and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Oh, don't worry about it. You can go online and use the show discount code,
mm-hmm.
and we'll ship it all to you. And I said, well, what about shipping costs? And well, if you buy more than $90 of product, shipping's free. I'm like, well, sign me up.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to report, not only, I didn't even order the oil until like Sunday or Monday. So the last day of the show or the first day after the show. And I'm happy to report that it got here like 2 or 3 days later. And is safely stashed away in my hangar.
Very good. They sell filters too?
They do not sell filters.
Oh, okay. Well.
But that was, you know, enough. Now, Aircraft Spruce also came through with not only some discounts for the show, but shipped some equipment I'm going to need for a project. Got it here on time. It looks great. It's you know, wonderful. I'm waiting on the filters from Aircraft Spruce, but they shouldn't be much longer. So,
yeah.
So anyway, you know, that kind of post post action report.
Yeah,
should
that's interesting and probably useful to a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know, whatever.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about strobes?
Well, that's with the other shipment from Aircraft Spruce is.
So we discovered on the flight back from New Hampshire.
Yeah, we did. And I'd seen this. This is not the first time. This is not my first rodeo with these lights. The strobe lights in my tip tanks, in my wingtip tanks, are not LED. They're incandescent. They generate heat. And despite my best efforts to keep them away from plastic lenses and things, I've not been successful, and one of them on this trip melted through.
Yeah, I saw it. Tried to escape
the lens.
Yeah, it really, really did a job on
it. It really did a job. It also failed in some way, in the sense that, this is the other reason I'm going to shift away from these products. Basically disintegrated in situ. For no good reason, it's in the wing.
What the bulbs, the lamps,
the lamp itself,
yeah.
The housing, and the whole
piece.
Piece. Yeah. Just, there's several cracks in it and whatnot. So it basically just failed.
So I saw you talk to a number of different possible vendors for LED replacement.
Uh-huh.
I mean, any particular kind of things you learned from those different choices?
Not really. They the two main vendors are. Whalen and Aero LEDs, two main vendors I've talked to. There are probably other vendors out there. And there are certainly other options depending on what you're flying and its certification basis. There's always experimental gadgets out there that work as well or better than those for certified. You get the paperwork and you're happy, but sometimes you leave something on the table. Anyway. It's a tricky fit in the space allotted. It's not really designed to accept these LEDs, but I think I've got a solution now that will both give me strobe lights as well as nav lights, as well as allow me to remove some equipment, basically the strobe power supply, and have much better much better lighting and lower electrical cost, lower amperage,
mm-hmm.
Lower power requirements.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to that project.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I didn't buy anything, but nothing to speak of. I bought it. Longtime listeners may know, may realize that I'm a big fan of the Flymart, or they don't call it that, it's Hunt and Fun, but the sort of little doodads that you...
Go ahead.
And so I ended up buying, I did my duty. I went and unfortunately they're not all in one place like they are at Oshkosh, but I went out and found a couple of the booths that have the, you know, all these sorts of miscellaneous pieces and parts and tools and, you know, you name it. And I bought I ended up buying a lighted magnifying glass.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Which is kind of ice. There's a YouTube guy I watch all the time. That does electronic stuff, and he's constantly reaching for this lighted magnifying glass. And I said, "Well, that looks handy." So now I have one too. And
that would come in handy for a lot of
things. Yeah. Well, I mean, sure. Some of us have aging eyes, and that helps as well. I know, right? So I did that. It was an abbreviated week for me because I did the eclipse, but I really enjoyed the few days that I got to be at Sun and Fun. It just continues to be a pleasure to hang out there, both because the show itself is appealing and the people we hang out with there are appealing. All of our friends at Sun and Fun Radio are great, and a handful of friends around other activities around the grounds, and it's just a pleasant place to hang out. Here's something that just popped in. We were on the verge of forgetting again, and I don't want to forget. All right. Let's go back to Sun and Fun Daily number one. We flew to Holton, Maine. Soon after we arrived in Holton, Maine, we are wandering the ramp at Holton, Maine, and actually, you'd first discovered this, as I understand it.
I was talking with a couple of gentlemen.
You were just having small talk. You were just talking to a couple guys on the ramp. And then what happened?
One of them was kind of he had the walkie-talkie. There was
They were wearing the high-vis vests.
Yeah, they were volunteers.
Yeah.
At the airport. In anticipation of a lot of aircraft coming in to view the eclipse from that site, from that city.
And so you guys are comparing notes where you're from.
And exactly. And I said something about, I'm from Sarasota. And one of the guys said, well, I was just down there. I was Myakka City. I said, well, that's funny because that's a little settlement not far from Hidden River. And I said, "Oh yeah, that's funny because I just drove through, the other day, and it's not far from where I live. Where do you live? Well, I'm in a residential air park called Hidden River. Wait a second, you're Jeb from Uncontrolled Airspace.
17 years we've been doing this, and this does not get old. It is very cool.
It does not get old. It is very cool, and I'm terrible with names. So I forgot immediately, of course, the names of these gentlemen. But we've been remiss in not giving them and others a shout-out, not only with relation to the eclipse and Holton. Everybody at Holton for that.
Yeah, well, I think we did a lot of that.
It was great.
Yeah,
even the townspeople.
Yeah, but these two guys who I believe are father and son, or they're certainly older guy, younger guy, but they were a pair of volunteers, and they were very friendly, and they're listeners of Uncontrolled Airspace, and you know who you are. Hi, it was a pleasure to meet you, and thanks for volunteering on the ramp there that day, and stay in touch, keep listening, stay in touch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways, well, that's probably enough here for our little additional daily. Thank you for having me as a guest in your home. As always, it was a great pleasure, and we got to hang out and talk about airplanes and other things that we enjoy talking about, but we don't talk about on the podcast. And it was just a pleasure, and I really enjoy it. And it was a double hit this year. I got to come down about a month ago for a week, and I got to come back here for a week, and so a real pleasure. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. You're more than welcome, and I think we'll probably do it again sometime.
I would imagine. I think you haven't. Okay, now there's a joke in there. It's another Francisco Franco joke.
Yeah, you haven't learned your lesson yet.
Yeah, right, yeah. Anyways, thanks, everyone. Please stay in touch. This is you've got Uncontrolled Airspace, Sun and Fun Daily 1089 Delta,
I'm pretty sure. I think so.
Yeah.
I hope it's not an echo.
Yeah, okay, see.
Because I never gets tired.
That's right. I have to say, as we conclude this, that maybe more than anything, any other time of year. When I go to Sun and Fun is when I miss David. David was a creature. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I want to say it. He loved Sun and Fun.
Yes.
And I associate him being there.
Yeah.
And that was the last place we actually saw him face-to-face 2 years ago, two springs ago, I think it was. And it's a bittersweet memory because we have such wonderful memories of him and his friendship. But to have lost him so suddenly and relatively early was a shame. So, David, we're thinking of you. Anyways, that's enough for now.
Ditto.
Yeah, we will talk to you again soon, but I'm pretty sure this is the last of the Sun and Fun dailies for
this
year.
Unless you get shanghaied on the train.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of spare time on the train, so you never know what might happen. Anyways, that's it. That's enough talking. Let's go flying.